Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, from Dallas to Dallas and Fort Worth, and sent to God to the world, wherever you are. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Blessed be the name. You know, I want to talk about faith. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that He is God, and He's rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In the book of James, James writes about faith. My question to you is, what kind of faith do you have? Where's your faith? Who is your faith in? Is it in God, or is it in those that you lie to and manipulate? Oh, yeah. Is your faith in God or in those that you can lie to and manipulate to give you money for a boat? Amen. I'm asking my wife, Katie, who is present with me, to read Scripture. Beginning in James chapter 2, and what is it, verse 14?
Yes.
Okay, Katie, would you read a few scriptures here, then I'm going to talk a bit, okay?
All right, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works?
Oh, a man. I've got faith in whom? People. You liar? Would you move on?
What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, not with understanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. Amen. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
Amen.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Seeing thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Is that it?
That's the end of the chapter.
I am speaking to those people that talk about God. Oh, you are such a liar. You talk about God. You talk about Scripture. You quote the Scripture. But your faith is in men. Your faith is in men, not God. Faith is the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 4. Faith is the Spirit. It's not, it's in God. Faith is in God, not in men. You manipulate a liar, you? You're nothing but a lying manipulator. Amen. Nothing but, thank God. Amen. But of a man of faith. And I've proven it. Now, I'm not a liar. I'm not a manipulator. I don't lie where it matters. Amen. I don't have to. My God is my refuge, my strength, my shield, my buckler, my deliverer, my God. In Him I trust, Jehovah, the Father, the Lord Jesus, who you trust, Allah. Amen. Amen. Now, what did verse 14 say?
What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works?
Right. What does it profit that you say you have faith, you have no works, but your works is a beggar, you're a liar, you extort money from people. Yeah, you extort money from people. But you don't have the faith of God, you wicked thing. You're a liar. You're going to hell. You're going to bed. Amen. What we do next?
15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food.
Oh, a brother or sister what?
Is be naked and destitute of daily food.
And what do you do for it?
It says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit?
Yeah. You liar. You extort money. And people, and you call it faith. And people have no food. And no clothes, and you don't care. Why? Because you just want to be exalted. Amen. Amen. Will we go on?
Right. 17. Even Amen. So, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone.
Oh, faith, which hath not works, being dead, is alone. Oh, faith in people. And extorting money from people, and you call that faith? You call that God? Oh, you wicked thing, you. Amen. Faith is in God. When your faith is in God, then He brings the money, and you don't extort it by raising taxes. Amen. Amen. You go on?
Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works.
Amen.
Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Oh, yeah. Where is your faith, you manipulating liar? Where is your faith, you manipulating liar? Amen. Show me your faith, and I will show, and I have shown you, my faith, my works. Amen. Kathy,
19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well.
Oh, you really are a promoting liar. One God. You do well. What's that?
The devils Amen. Also believe and tremble.
Oh, are you trembling lately? The devils tremble and believe and tremble. Are you trembling, Mr. Whoever?
20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? 21.
You know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? You liar. You're nothing but a liar. You're an extortioner. Amen. Let's go.
21. Amen. Was not Abraham our father justified by works
Amen.
When was he it, offered up Isaac?
Was Abraham your father? Or do you talk to Allah? Say, Amen. Other, amen.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?
Amen.
22. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect?
Amen. Oh, by faith. By works was faith made perfect. Is your faith being made perfect, you extortioner? Say, amen. Who are you talking to? I'm talking to the devil. You know him? He's your father. Say, amen.
Verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
Amen. Is that the end of the chapter?
Nope. Three more verses. 24. You see then how that by works a man is justified, amen, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way. For as the body without, amen, the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Oh, man. So, you know, the body without the spirit is dead. Faith without works is dead also. For you dead thing, you're going to the pit. You will live in the pit. You'll burn in hell. You'll join them all. And you will enjoy all the fire and brimstone of hell. You Antichrist spirit, you. God bless you. But America will not succumb to you, you Antichrist spirit. Glory be to God. Thank you. Good night. Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Amen.